This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. In about 8 minutes here, friends, we're going to pull up Angela Clemens, a spokesperson for that of the likes of Schaefer Cox, a political prisoner. In spite of all these actions of clemency and pardon taken place by the President of the United States of America, it's interesting to note that Donald Trump is releasing criminals and the political prisoners that are standing up against the crimes of political crimes. Well, it's a blackout. It's out of sight, out of mind. It's all omitted, as if it never existed, as if these people, these political prisoners, aren't really there. Well, we're going to pull her up in just a couple minutes. Before I do that, on Saturday I spent the time sharing with you the day that fake news told the truth. Anderson Cooper from CNN blurted the truth out and telling you the truth through his confusion, friends. He did a great piece, in fact, as to pulling Rod Blagojevich to the carpet and calling him out every step of the way. He would not give him an inch to go ahead and attempt to justify the indefensible or unjustifiable. Again, every step of the way. So with that said, friends, I shared with you on Saturday that Rod Blagojevich, he was actually released. He was commuted. His sentence was by the President of the United States of America. We all know that he's a criminal. He was convicted of 18 crimes, extortion, campaign contributions, corrupt solicitation of funds, wire fraud, and lying to federal investigators. He was also found guilty of trying to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat for personal gain. Donald Trump comes in behind all of this and says he served 8 years in jail. That's a long time. He seems like a very nice person. Don't know him. Calling his sentence ridiculous. Well, we've seen Blagojevich gets out. He's encouraged in his crime. Trump adds strength to his tyranny by releasing him. And what does he do? He blames the prosecutor, just like the devil himself, for prosecuting him of the crimes that he committed. And you know what he had the audacity to say, friends? It's just politics. Folks, these people act as if they're above the law. Isn't it interesting? Donald Trump is not prosecuting Washington criminals. Man, he's releasing them back into the population so they can do it all over again. What about Eddie DiBartolo Jr.? Trump granted clemency to San Francisco's 49ers team owner who pleaded guilty to a felony bribery case. But because he spent $1 million in fines, read Amos 5:7, by the way, they let him go. Amos 5:7 talks about turning righteousness into wormwood. In other words, blinding the eyes with a gift. And Scripture condemns that every step of the way. What a message we are allowing to be sent to our young people, friends. We also know that Trump granted clemency and pardon to Michael Milken. This guy, man, I'm telling you what. Milken was accused of taking part in an insider trading scheme and eventually pleaded guilty to several counts of security violations tied to a scandal with former stock trader Ivan Boisky. He also paid his way out, friends. Your justice system, friends, is an injustice system. It's built upon, this bureaucracy is built upon indulgence. And we can see clearly as to how Jesus condemns indulgence. leaving off the commandments of God and bringing about man's commandments and making void God's commandments. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. Bernie Kernick is another one who was sentenced 3 years in federal prison for charges including tax fraud and lying to officials. Donald Trump pardoned him, granted him clemency, friends. And again, this is craziness as to what's happening here. But political prisoners, don't worry about them, friends. The political prisoners are in jail for telling you the truth and doing the right thing. And again, they are completely, friends, silenced every step of the way. Ariel Friedler, he was pardoned by Trump, a software entrepreneur who pleaded guilty to conspiracy, access a protected computer with authorization, and served 2 months in prison. President comes in and he says he got treated wrong and you can help it, right? I mean, this is insanity. Everything, again, that you hear from the mouth of this administration, friends, the opposite is true. David Saviafin, Trump's pardoned David, a former Republican lobbyist and lawyer who served as an official in President George Bush's administration. He was also charged for, in 2009, for obstructing an investigation and making false statements in connection to a former lobbyist, Jack Abramoff. Angela Stanton, Trump pardoned her, an author, television personality, and a motivational speaker, for her involvement in a stolen vehicle ring in 2007. Tanise Nicole Hall, she was commuted. Her sentence was after she served almost 14 years for drug-related charges. Hall was convicted on charges to distribute, possess, and manufacture crack cocaine. Trump thought it was his job to go ahead and grant clemency. Crystal Menez, Trump commuted the sentence of this individual who served 12 years in prison for marijuana-related charges. And Judith Negron, finally, friends, the president commuted the 35-year sentence of Judith Negron for her role in a $205 million Medicaid fraud. what you're being told and what's actually happening are two different stories. Hey, folks, this is what I'm going to be talking about in the up-and-coming hour. As criminals are being pardoned and granted clemency, the righteous are being jailed, they're being sent into exile, or they're just simply being murdered. Here, let me say that again. As criminals are being pardoned by this current administration and granted clemency, the righteous are being jailed, sent into exile, and or they're murdered. Again, you can't make this up. This is happening all day long in America today. But the Word of God says this, Proverbs 17:15, he that justifieth the wicked, as to what you're seeing from this administration, he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination in the sight of the Lord. Let me also add this, friends. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. But let me just say it again. The word of the Lord, that which is highly esteemed among men, is an abomination in the sight of God. And what's happening today, friends? Well, I want you to think about it. When you begin to look at what's going on in this country, you see how things have become upside down, completely backwards, how things have become inverted in the very meaning and definitions. And again, the Bible says, woe unto them that call evil good, okay, and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's found in Isaiah 5:20. On the other side of this break, we're going to pull up spokesperson for Schaefer Cox, a political prisoner, and she's going to give you a little download as to what's going on with Schaefer Cox and why he's in jail in the first place. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Did you just hear that commercial, friends? You know how long it took that guy to do that commercial? It's just crazy. It really is. Hey, listen, if you want to watch us live, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You'll also find 13 articles written by culture warriors that are bringing about the result that Americans claim that they want. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Jump on, watch us live, join live chat. Got a lot of good friends over there, loyal friends, and smart friends. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and or if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Yes, I said that with one breath. I could say it all over again. Ah, it's one of those days, isn't it? As criminals are being pardoned, as I just shared with you during the first segment, and granted clemency, the righteous, the political prisoners that are standing up against the crimes of corrupt politicians are being jailed, or they're sent into exile, or they're just... Well, friends, they're simply murdered. We're going to talk about Phil Haney in just a couple minutes here as well. But before I get to that, I called my friend Angela Clements, who's the spokesperson for Schaefer Cox. I've been following Schaefer Cox and his situation for probably about a year and a half now. I've gone in and out of the in and outs concerning the case of Schaefer Fox, and there is literally no doubt in my mind that this man is innocent for standing up and doing the right thing. But I don't want to give you all the details. Angela, are you there, my friend?
Yes. Hi, Bradley.
Hi. Thank you for jumping on with such a short notice, and thank you for taking the time, even being out in the tropics right now and taking the time and showing the American people how important it is for you to get out Schaefer's message. Can you start from the very beginning and give it to us just little by little? I got you for two segments. And share with the American people who Schaefer Cox is and what transpired that he would end up in a prison that has no congressional oversight whatsoever. This is craziness.
Yeah. Well, he was, it kind of all started when he was running for public office in the state of Alaska. During that time, he learned about some local corruption and he started to call that out. And they really caught the eye of the FBI and they sent in two FBI informants to whose job was to provoke him to violence, which he never agreed to any violence. And the only people that even came up with a plan were the FBI informants. So around 2 years, they recorded him undercover with undercover recordings. The state of Alaska heard the evidence of the recordings and threw the whole case out because there was no case. So the federal government took him to federal court, which they're out of jurisdiction to even try most crimes, except for three crimes. But they took him to federal court, and the judge ruled that the same undercover recordings that were played for the state could not be played in federal court. He was sentenced to over 26 years in prison, even though they recently dropped off 11 years of his time. I can tell you about that in a minute. But he was sentenced to over 26 years in prison with the charge of solicitation and conspiracy. When you hear conspiracy, it means no crime was committed.
Mm-hmm.
And most solicitation and conspiracy crimes has a target or somebody they solicited, and then with conspiracy, there's like an identifiable target.
Yep.
But with Schaefer's case, he was charged with soliciting no one to kill no one. And the Ninth Circuit Court finally admitted that there was no one he solicited to help him, and they dropped the solicitation charge. He was resentenced November of 2019. They dropped 11 years off of his sentence.
Well, let me just slow down. I want to go back just a little bit because I want to know, first of all, it's my understanding Schaefer got pulled in to politics because the people so liked him. He was just a natural leader, and he is a natural leader. And he would simply say, let's have coffee, and 700 people would show up at Denny's to have coffee with the kid. Okay, he's a threat to the establishment right there. But I'm kind of curious, and I know the answer to this, but I want you to let our listeners know, what were the things that were uncovered that the FBI got involved with in the first place?
Well, there was the child pedophile ring.
That's right.
And some drug trafficking that the authorities were hiding each other.
That's
right. I actually just saw an article, Schaefer shared an article or something with me today on email that some pedophiles in Alaska were recently arrested, and some of that truth is coming out.
Sure.
So.
You know, what's interesting about all this. Now, I don't want to say that everybody in the FBI is bad because they're not. I have friends that are former FBI. Same thing with the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that are former CIA. But those organizations and those agencies, they operate in compartmentalized pockets. So one group of agents inside of the CIA don't know what another group of agents in the CIA are doing. Some are good, some are bad. Okay, same thing with the FBI. But what I've noticed over and over and over again concerning Boys Town, children getting ripped off, every single time I've seen these crimes committed, once it gets to the FBI, the whole investigation stops. And what I'm finding more and more and more, and I've known this for years now, not only is the mainstream media in so many different ways complicit in covering for those that are in fact guilty of committing the crime of conspiracy, what does the media do? They get in there and they browbeat people and say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Well, wait a second. They have a long history of covering for conspirators. The same thing that we've been told about the FBI and the CIA. They're there to protect us from the big guys. No, they're not. What I have found over and over again, they're actually protecting the big guys concerning their crimes that they've committed against the little guys. And until Americans figure this out, nothing's going to change. But, Angela, okay, so let's go forward just a little bit. I watched the video concerning this conspiracy, and there again you have it. Here comes the government creating and contriving crimes against an innocent man only to protect themselves. And that's what this is about, is it not?
Right. They couldn't find a charge to charge him with at all. So that's why they chose conspiracy, because there was no crime. And Schaefer never agreed to violence. It was always the FBI informants that were trying to come up with a plan and push him towards a plan.
Okay, Angela, that's what I want to make. I want to make a point with this, too. Who are the FBI agents? Were they not former criminals, felons that were trying to get a better deal, a plea bargain going with the federal government, so if they could set up Schaefer Cox, then they would get a better deal? Is that true?
Yeah, one of them was a known Hell's Angel drug runner, J.R. Olson was. So he was a known criminal, and the other one was just a wannabe known.
Well, let me say this. I watched the film of Schaefer, and I also watched the informants trying to put words into Schaefer's mouth, and he said, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to shoot it out. I would rather be a Mahatma Gandhi than I would the other. And it's interesting how that was just overlooked. How did this go down in court? Because I watched three judges on a panel basically look at the prosecutor, who is a criminal in this particular case, put questions to him as to what is it that we're supposed to do when the young man's not guilty of a crime. Can you kind of explain what the courts look like due to the fact that you've been there?
Sure. Well, you know, at the federal trial, the original trial in 2011, 2012, the judge actually made this quote about the conspiracy charge. He said, this is an exact quote, he said, it will include little green men from Mars because some people believe in them. And it's, I like to tell people, it's kind of like as a parent, if you say, I will protect my children, well, you didn't solicit anybody to help you, and you don't have an identifiable target. And the same with Schaefer. He did not solicit anyone to help, and he doesn't have an identifiable target. So we have major, major corruption in that case. They finally, the Ninth Circuit Court, is the panel that you're talking about, was in August of 2017, and that judge used the idea of Mickey Mouse. He said, well,
that's right.
if I solicit someone to help me kill Mickey Mouse and there's no Mickey Mouse to be killed, can I still have a solicitation?
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a bad joke. But in the meantime, Schaefer's life is, you know, he's missing his whole life. He's missed every single birthday of his daughter's life. And he's missed the last 9 years with his children. So.
And so this is what's happening in America. Imagine how many political prisoners are in jail today for merely exposing corruption in this government, friends. And you know what? I would say let this swell our ranks. I wouldn't say let this discourage you. No, let it swell our ranks, friends, because what happened to Phil Haney, you can rest assured it is swelling our ranks. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back on the other side with Angela Clemens, spokesperson for Schaefer Cox. And I want to see where he's at, and I want to see how he's doing, because he is my brother, and I am responsible for my brother. Folks, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average gains for the year are gone. Coronavirus fears are sending the index plummeting to more than 1,000 points in midday trading. All that being said, the World Health Organization's general director is telling reporters that there's not a pandemic when it comes to the coronavirus.
This virus has pandemic potential? Absolutely, it has. Are we there yet? From our assessment, not yet.
Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein is being held in custody pending sentencing after he was found guilty of rape and sexual assault in New York City. The jury acquitted Weinstein on charges of predatory sexual assault, which carried the most jail time, but he could still be looking at 25 years in prison. Weinstein also faces similar charges in Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, tomorrow I'm going to be talking about Trump's threat to deport millions of immigrants. I want you to understand that this is all being aimed at Christian patriots in the United States of America. Okay? I'm just giving you a heads up as to what we're going to be talking about tomorrow on the Sons of Liberty. In the meantime, I have Angela Clemens, spokesperson for Schaefer Cox, a political prisoner. We're talking about as criminals are being pardoned by Donald Trump and granted clemency, the righteous are being jailed, sent into exiled, or they're even being murdered like that of Phil Haney just this last week. What I want to do, again, are you there, Angela?
Yes. Hi.
Can you do me a favor, and can we just reverse just a little bit, rewind just a little bit, because I want the people to understand how far the federal government was willing to go, not only to use Hell's Angels and felons to try to set up Schaefer Cox, but can you also share with us as to what they were going to do by taking his kids away so they'd have a reason to shoot him dead?
Right, right. That was also one of the tactics they used was they filed a CPS report on Schaefer and his wife at the time to try to, again, provoke him to violence by threatening to take away his child. So, Schaefer did have that video on the website where he was quoted someone who said that if that elicits enough violence in Schaefer, it will give them the excuse to shoot all three of them.
This is our federal government.
That's correct.
This is. I just want to slowly open the eyes of people that still don't believe that they're responsible for such crimes. It reminds me of that of the angel of death, Mengele, under Adolf Hitler, who said, the more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. The American people need to realize that we're in trouble because of these agencies and so many fronts. With that said as well, Angela, I want to go over to Schaefer. Where is Schaefer right now?
He is in one of two black site prisons called CMU, Communication Management Units. They were formed without the oversight of Congress. We don't know who runs them. We've done FOIA requests to see who runs them, and it comes back as it's not a government agency, and they don't have to tell us. These prisons are run with different rules. they, one of the things, they are allowed 2 15-minute calls a week, which is almost insane to try to maintain any kind of relationship when you can only talk to someone 15 minutes a week. They've been exposed to extreme temperature deviations where the tile's so hot they can't touch it, and then they'll make it so cold that the water in the toilet freezes. They've been exposed to extreme sleep deprivation where they wake them up and they never get a full night's sleep or get into a good sleep. They have a starvation diet. So several of the guys have scurvy, and some of them have beriberi, vitamin K, vitamin C deficiencies, which is the result of the starvation diet. In November 2018, there was a man that was beheaded. There's a, in these units, most of them are primarily Muslim. And then they have, they put some other guys in there, that they call them balancers. So around, I don't know the exact number of the Christians in there, 5 to 7. I don't know the exact number, but they were having a Bible study in one of the cells, and a Muslim man named Rodney Hemrick, he came in and took a wire to behead this Robert David Neal, and he couldn't get all the way through. So he went to the next guy and stabbed the next guy 12 times when a strong Christian man named Kirk Johnson stood up and said, "That's enough," and the murderer backed down. But
is it true, Angela, that the man that was murdered just won a lawsuit against the prison industry, the bureaucracy?
I don't know that he won it, but he was in the process of, and it was going very well. I don't know the details about it. I do know he was in the process that had a court case against the warden and the prison. So, yeah.
So he's in a prison that has no congressional oversight. It's not a government entity, and they don't have to tell us, and they're on American soil. The only way that this sort of stuff comes about, Americans, is the fact that you allow this stuff to happen. And for us to sit and complain about anything that's going on in this country, keep in mind it's a reflection. And we're not to sit here and merely call out the problems. We're to be a part of the answer, especially Christians. Don't call yourself a Christian patriot unless you're willing to actually bring about the result that we need, because Christians are called to bring forth the answers. Now, let me ask you another thing. How is Schaefer Spirits? How's he doing personally?
Well, Schaefer is a strong Christian man, and he lives that every single day. He lives with the threat of death every day. But he has never. Most men that come there convert to Islam right away because their lives are threatened. But Schaefer has never agreed or bowed to Islam. He's never kissed the ring, is how he words it.
Yep.
So he's a strong Christian man. He's had a great childhood. He was homeschooled. He had a great childhood, and a lot of those factors play into his strength now in the Lord. So he's doing as well as you can do, living in that environment every single day, year after year.
Yep. Can I ask you about his family? How is his children? We talked earlier. You said that. This just really gets me, Angela. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me angry, but it also breaks my heart. You said that he has not even had time to be with any of his children because he's been in prison for every single one of their birthdays.
Right. Bree, the daughter, he has missed every single one of her birthdays. And his son will be 12 this year, and he's missed the last 9 years of their lives. And that hurts him the worst to miss. He's a great father. Even from prison, he's a great father. He's an involved father. And he just wants to be part of his children's lives. He never committed a crime. At the hearing, Bradley, they had a psychiatrist. I think it was a psychologist, actually. He spent the first half day, bashing Schaefer and his whole family. And just to show you how much Schaefer has not broke and how strong his mind is, the recommendation of the doctor, which was adopted by the court, they recommended that he attend a public university because they can't grab his mind, and he's not going to give them his mind. He's going to continue in his strong Christian belief, and he lives that every single day. It's, you know, like Schaefer has said, this is not camp. You don't come back. You know, you don't come back unchanged from this. This is every single day something you have to live.
That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Amen. Kudos to him. High five to him. I also want to ask you the question. Do you feel that Schaefer is being, going back to CMU, do you feel that he is being set up for the fall during his tenure or his time in prison for a crime that he did not commit by having these other, by being subjected to these other prisoners that are round about him?
Do you feel
that in any way he's being set up for the fall in prison? Do you think that they're setting him up in prison to be another martyr as to, you know, what happened to this other gentleman for what he was exposing?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a possibility that I know that I live with as someone who loves Schaefer. I live with that possibility that it could, you know, any day could be his last. And he lives with that possibility as well. But farther than that, I can't really answer. But it's a possibility he lives with every single day.
Okay. I don't know how public you want to go with this, but what are on the minds of Schaefer's parents? What is their involvement? What is their take on as to what's taking place here? What's their involvement?
Well, they are very involved with their son. They're very supportive of their son. They love him. They visit him as much as they can, even though they're behind glass. They're not, I mean, Schaefer goes years and years and years and years never hugging someone he loves, not even his mother. So, but she still, you know, they still come visit him, and they're very involved and very supportive.
Amen. What about his wife?
Well, he doesn't talk a lot about that publicly.
Okay.
So I'll just, you know, if anybody would like to know more, they're welcome to write Schaefer a letter. He loves getting letters.
Amen.
In the mail, yeah.
Amen. What is it that we can do to help Schaefer's cause? Now, friends, just for the record, when I first found out about Schaefer, I contacted Angela. We put her on the radio. We've had her on the radio show quite a few times, as other radio shows as well, doing what we can do to get him out of there. I also have some friends around the Trump administration, or so I thought they were our friends, and who has the ear of the president. And I called up Angela and I said, listen, I know someone on the inside here that can possibly help. We sent some information, never heard a word back. I did. I was originally told I'll do what I can do, and I said, no, you need to understand that this kid really didn't do anything. And then what I did, friends, is doing my due diligence, I also have a friend that is a police officer, former investigator, as well as a chief of police, two different friends, that used to be, actually one of them still lives in Alaska, and I wanted them to do some due diligence on the back end of Schaefer Cox and what took place there. So I'm doing everything that I can possibly do, getting people on the inside. But Angela, how would you pass this off to the American people as to how they can help you? You've got 2 minutes, no rush. And then also tell us how we can get a hold of you, please.
Okay, well, freeschaefer.com, my email, I run schaefercox@gmail.com, and freeschaefer.com has all lots and lots of information. You can sign the petition. Anybody that knows Trump or can get close to him, we would love some kind of complete exoneration because Schaefer's never committed a crime in his life. Let's see. Oh, you know, he's working on this appeal. The same evidence that was used to drop solicitation was used to convict a conspiracy. So the appeal, we're really hoping that the appeal can get the conspiracy charge dropped and he could get out of prison sooner.
Okay. So, 10 seconds. 10 seconds. How do people get a hold of you, Angela?
Freeschaefer.com.
Freeschaefer.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I totally appreciate it, kiddo. Have fun, okay? Thanks again for jumping on with such short notice. Friends, as criminals are being pardoned and granted clemency, the righteous are being jailed, sent into exile, or they're being murdered. I'm going to talk about that on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so real quick, we're talking about as criminals are being pardoned and granted clemency, the righteous are being jailed, and they're sent to exile or they're murdered. I'm going to give you just a quick, broad sweep during this last segment. Thank you to my friend Angela Clemens. She's great. She is totally going to bat for this kid every step of the way, and so should we. And we shouldn't rest until he's out, friends. With that said, I want to hit something really quick because I hear this constantly from people that should know better. It's not from the heathen. It's not from those that don't know better, like the reprobates. This comes from professed Christians. You know, it's the way Bradley comes across. He's really harsh and hard. Yep, that is right. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yep, that's right. Charles Spurgeon said, Christ offends men because his gospel is intolerant towards sin. That's right. When you go to John 12, 14 through 50, I'm just going to go through, 44 through 50, I'm just going to give you 44. Then Jesus cried out, whosoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but the one who sent me. Okay? Then we go over to Matthew 21, verse 12, and what does it say right there? Well, it says, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Okay? Jesus is not the way he's been painted in America as some little effeminate pansy walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything is okay. Nope, just the opposite. His message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When you go to Matthew 7:29, what does it tell us? It tells us, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And finally, when we go to Mark 8, what does it say there? It says, Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. Who was John the Baptist? He was one that was crying in the the wilderness. He raised his voice. He believed in his message. He was moved by the power of the Holy Ghost, having strong confidence and much assurance, having known, friends, that men might know, okay? Having received the word of God in much affliction, but with the joy of the Holy Ghost, but with much affliction, right? It comes in power, the Holy Ghost does. Others said that he was like Elijah. Wasn't he the guy on Mount Carmel when the fire fell, dividing, as Elijah said to him, how long will you falter between two opinions? Read Matthew 10, verse 34. And then another one said, as one of the prophets. Other portions of Scripture in the New Testament are Jeremiah. I mean, folks, what have you made Jesus out to be? A figment of your imagination, let me tell you, because he is counter through power. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, okay? Remember, here it said of Jesus that this is John the Baptist raised from the dead. That's the very gift of prophecy. So don't sit here and try to tone me down because you don't fit profile of what Scripture outlines. We're supposed to find ourselves in Christ, not please men or appease men because they don't want us to be a certain way. And isn't it interesting as well, this coming from a bunch of people that watch football games every week with their clothes off, painted half purple and half yellow in Minnesota with horns on their head, shouting out for their team. Shouting out for their idols. I mean, you want to talk about hypocrisy? That is called straining at the gnat and swallowing the big camera. The big camel. Read your Bible, friends. I needed to get that out of the way. Friends, as criminals are being pardoned and granted clemency, the righteous are being jailed, sent into the exile, or they're murdered. Again, Proverbs 17:15 tells us that he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they are both an abomination to the Lord. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. How is it that the American people have seen fit to overlook the criminals that have been released through this administration and all the while overlooking the righteous who are being jailed, again, sent into exile, or even being murdered? Now, of course, the mainstream media-minded Trump followers, instead of being thankful and principled, they simply resort back to the unjustifiable. They say, look at how many the former President Barack Hussein Obama has released, as if to suggest somehow that this is somehow justifiable, right? It's the lesser of two evils, right? Ridiculous. I mean, one release by any president is one too many. For the record, I am for the law. I am for the law, okay? One release by any president is one too many. Furthermore, criminal Obama is no longer the president, in case you didn't get the memo, okay? I mean, what these Trumpites resort to, friends, is mute. It's unjustifiable. It's ignorance in action on so many fronts. Now, let's look at Bill and Hillary Clinton. Let's look at George W. Bush. Let's look at Barack Hussein Obama, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Eric Holder. The list goes on and on. You know all the well as to what I'm talking about, friends. All enjoying their impunity, or their impunity, friends. Whoa! Is this crazy? But Donald Trump, instead of prosecuting Washington's swamp creatures as he sold it to you, he's releasing more of these criminals back on the street. We just had Angela Clemens on the radio talking about Schaefer Cox. He's an innocent man. He's in jail for exposing pedophiles in government and drug running in Alaska. What about Edward Joseph Snowden? By the way, I don't hold these guys to the standard of being absolute, but I am telling you, this is in the minds of the people, as innocent people that are sent into exile, like that of Edward Joseph Snowden. An American whistleblower who copied and leaked highly classified information from the NSA. And it's interesting, the highly classified information shows you the corruptions of those agencies that have been created, because we find that they're spying on us, not the enemy. So where is he at? He's sent into exile. What about Julian Assange? Now we're finding out, friends, that, well, Julian Assange, he is an Australian editor, publisher, and activist who founded WikiLeaks in 2006. He came to international attention in 2010 when it published a series of leaks provided by the U.S. Army intelligence, Chelsea Manning. These leaks included collateral murder video, the Afghanistan war logs, Cablegate, the list goes on, the Iraqi war logs. Folks, Afghanistan is about drugs. That's about drug running. Ask Pat Tillman. Ask him why he was going to come back to America, and 3 days later, his head was blown off by alleged friendly fire. Come on, let's wake up to what's going on. The Iraqi war, I played some audio for you last week, friends, concerning this individual, Mr. Calloway, who came forward and confronted your government for killing innocent, millions of innocent people in Iraq, namely children, namely, as well as our own military fighting unconstitutional wars on the behalf of the military-industrial complex. When are you going to wake up, America? They're not being thrown into jail. They're not being sent into exile for lying. They're being thrown into jail. They're being sent into exile for telling the truth. Now, Phil Haney is another one, and I am flying because I have 3 minutes left. Phil Haney, a former Department of Homeland Security official during the Obama administration, who was responsible for blowing the whistle on the shortcomings within his own agency. By the way, that's his job. That's what he should have been doing. Can you imagine if all the agencies in America actually upheld the oath that they swore to uphold? We wouldn't be in the position that we're in today, friends. We are doing this to ourselves. Our sin is finding us out. Numbers 32:23. Phil Haney, we just had him on the radio 6 months ago. He was found dead in California on Friday. He was missing since Wednesday. It's interesting because we were just talking about getting together with him on the phone with me and my friend here in Minnesota, talking about doing some things here locally with him. Well, he was found Friday with a gunshot wound to his chest. You know how the mainstream media reported it? Well, it's just like any other. You know, you're a conspiracy theorist if you question anything the lying mainstream media tells you. That's how they browbeat you into submission. So what? So what? They're covering for those that are committing the crimes against we the people. That's the history in many cases of the mainstream media. I should do that show again. You know what they said? He committed suicide. Yeah, he committed suicide. Folks, there's not an iota of truth in any of that. A gunshot wound to his chest. Missing for 4 days. Missing for 4 days. Now, this guy knows all the tricks of the trade. Are you really going to try to convince us that he didn't know? No. Friends, I suggest that he probably went to meet somebody that probably betrayed him and took his life. That's what I believe. Probably within one of these agencies, and someone probably sold him out and killed him. Because there's no way this guy committed suicide. A gunshot wound to the chest. By the way, that is highly, it's irrational. It's unreasonable to believe that. How many people commit suicide by doing that? It's very rare. Okay? Although authorities have said the gunshot wound appears to be self-inflicted, stressing that the investigation is ongoing, 66-year-old Haney had been missing since February 19th and died from a gunshot wound to his chest 2 days later. Now, I heard 4 days. I heard 3 days. By the way, you always know when a conspiracy is involved because the mainstream media will throw out 15 different stories only to confuse the people. Folks, let me just say this. As criminals are being pardoned and granted clemency, the righteous are being jailed, sent to exile, or murdered. You need to wake up as to what's going on here, because again, friends, we're doing it to ourselves, and we need to get this right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. See ya.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.